Nothing has changed. Didn't really expect it to. Babysitting was always a really, really easy job. But I never thought that I would be responsible for someone else's kidnap victim again. I had my own. It was wonderful. But I messed that up royally. And now I've got a criminal record. Several criminal records. And this is the only job I can do. And you're not even listening, you're just asleep. Of course you are. You've been drugged. And I'm babysitting you. It's just not fair, you know. I tried so hard. I did everything that I was meant to. I had a list. It's just... I don't even know where things went wrong. Yes, I do. It's when the police came knocking. I panicked. Why did I let them in? Why would I let them in? You were drugged on the sofa. Well, not you. My you. My beloved. Oh, I miss you. Not you. Them. Ugh. Who knew it would be so difficult to go from having my own kidnap victim to babysitting someone else's? Where did I go wrong? Letting the police in, that's where I went wrong. And stabbing an officer. Always check for their partner. That was on the list. I was just giddy with love and I messed up. And I lost you. Not you, my you. Ugh. I lost the love of my life. And I went to prison. Okay, I wasn't in for long. But I was still locked up. And when I came out, they weren't there to meet me. It disappeared. I knew that might happen. But I don't know. I thought that we had something special. I mean, that's why I kidnapped them, because I love them and I needed a date to the wedding. But I don't think it was real love. But then I went to a group meeting and they reminded me that when you're in love, you have to keep trying. You never give up. You never, ever let your beloved go. So I tracked... Oh, you don't know about the group, do you? It's where I met your beloved. And you're still asleep, so... I'll wait till you wake up to go into detail. Where was I? Yes. True love doesn't quit. So I didn't quit. But you did. You just gave up. Not you. Them. I mean, I get it. I understand, I do. Life without me must have been just awful, terrible, just the absolute worst. But it was only 4 weeks. What am I saying? Life without them was every day. It was like a never-ending pain, an ache. I understand, I do. But I mean, taking all those pills. The doctor tells me that they're sleeping. I like to think that they're dreaming of me. But I miss them. I miss them so much. And every time I go and visit them, well, the cops, the FBI, MI6, but I don't want to talk about that one. Love hurts It really does. And it is all my fault. Because I opened the door. I opened the damn door to the police. And then I had nothing. Well, I had a bunker. I had a security system. I just didn't have anyone to. Didn't have a person. And I couldn't get an office job. Well, I mean, I could have. But I mean, apparently you need experience to get the proper money. And I like money. I have expensive tastes. And by expensive tastes, I mean I have a very, very serious tea habit. So here I am, brokenhearted and babysitting. Not exactly how I thought my story would go. And you're awake. Hello, how are you? Oh, this bit's always a bit annoying. Okay, swear. Oh, I'm never going to get away with kidnapping you. I won't, because I didn't kidnap you. And you haven't been kidnapped, you've just been procured. Are you done? No? Fine. You just swear your little heart out. What am I going to do to you? Babysit you? Have you not been listening? Nope, you were asleep. So, you've been kidnapped by someone who really, really, really loves you. And you really, really should appreciate that. Because she's put so much time and effort into kidnapping you. She loves you. It's a song. I'm the babysitter. I'm just babysitting you while she's killing your girlfriend or, I don't know, your wife. Are you married? You're not? Oh, then she's killing your girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Look, there's no point whining to me. I can't do anything about it. I'm just a babysitter. I'm just here to make sure you don't choke on your tongue and that you're comfortable. Really? You're trying to get loose? That's insulting. That's disrespectful. I will have you know that those knots are very, very, they're coming undone. Wow, it has been a while. Look, just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Let me just tie. That was rude. Do not make me drug you. I won't use the good stuff. I'll use the bad stuff. And you won't like it. Okay, there you go. And a padlock. Wait, padlocks go with chains. Oh, what the hell is wrong with me? I used to be really, really good at this. I guess I'm a bit distracted, you know. I miss my beloved. And no, you're not my. I didn't kidnap you. I'm just babysitting you. Someone else kidnapped you, and she'll be back soon. I mean, she should be, otherwise I'm gonna get overtime. And I could do with the money, to be frank. So, what do you want to do? No, I'm not going to let you go. If I let you go, I won't get paid, and I need money for tea. You know what? I just don't get it. Why are you being like this? Like this, all grumpy and resentful. I mean, I would kill to be where you are. I would kill for love. I have killed for love. It didn't go well. But I mean, do you know what you have? Do you have any idea? You have someone who loves you. Really, really loves you. Someone who would kill for you. Who is actively killing now for you because they love you. And what are you doing? You're just bitching and struggling against the ropes, which aren't coming undone. I've still got smack. I wish that someone loved me like that. See, I would appreciate it. I would appreciate it. I would. You know what? You're right. I am wrong. I have been coming at this from the complete wrong direction. I want to be where you are. I want to be loved. I want to be adored. I want someone to pay for my tea. I want someone to accept me. I want to be someone's beloved. How did I not see this before? What? No, I'm not crazy. I am far from crazy. Wow. Is this what an epiphany feels like? Thank you. I really needed to hear that. What? No, I'm not going to let you go. Oh my god, you are dumb. You're pretty, but you are not the brightest bulb in the box, are you? But that's okay, you're not my beloved. You're not my type. I need to find what you have. I need to find someone who loves me the way that your beloved loves you. Someone who wants to kidnap me. Someone who wants to save me, protect me. Someone who would kill for me. I need to find my beloved. I need to... No, I do not want your... That is so disrespectful. Do you know how much effort she's put into kidnapping you? You are... Wow. You're just... You don't deserve her. But you know what? That's not my call. You're not mine, so it's fine. Oh, no. No, I will not hear you say that about her. You know what? Come here. I'm drugging you. No. Too late now. There we are. There we go. Just drift away. Fall asleep. Didn't give you the good stuff, by the way, because you were disrespectful. Oh, now where was I? I need to find my beloved. I need to find someone who loves me. Someone who would kill for me. Someone who would kidnap me. Oh, it's so romantic. Where to start? Of course, online dating. Oh, first of all, I need to make sure that my Facebook is very detailed. Actually, I need to... Oh, this is going to be a lot of work. You see, because I scrubbed all of my profiles when I was... Well, in my previous relationship. But now... I need Facebook. I need Twitter. I need everything. Instagram. There needs to be a lot of pictures. Lots of very high-res pictures so they can put them on their walls. They can make a collage. Oh, that would be so nice. So romantic. Oh, that's going to be a lot of work. But it's going to be worth it. It's going to be amazing. And as soon as your beloved gets back, I'm going to start. Thank you. You've made me see that there's still love out there for me. You've made me see that I deserve to be kidnapped. That I deserve to have my... Oh no. Oh no. I'm going to have to get a girlfriend. Or boyfriend. Maybe both. Is that greedy? But I mean, I want them to have people to kill because... I mean, that's a sure sign of love, right? Oh no. It's okay. I'm willing to do it for love. I need to add a Tinder profile to that. Or maybe Bumble. Maybe both. Plenty of fish? Match.com. All of them. All of them. All of them. Oh. What I'm willing to do for love. Oh, yay! She's here! Hi. Oh, it was fine. Just a little sweary. I had to sedate them. Everything's fine, yeah. How did it go? Oh, bit messy. You've got just a little bit of blood there, just there. And I think that's a bit of liver on your shoe. Maybe kidney? No, it is liver. So, you all good to go? A second girlfriend? Really? So, how do you feel about that? I mean, having to kill a second girl. Oh, you're all for that. So multiple girlfriends is good. No, I mean, obviously it's bad, but I mean, it shows your commitment, right? Right. Oh no, I'm just making notes. Yeah, I am. I think I'm finally ready to date again. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's a very generous tip. That's really generous. Thank you. That's really nice. Oh, no, it's fine. I don't need the knives. Yeah, I know. I said I'm ready to date again. I'm just doing something different. I'm okay if you insist. It's a really nice knife. And you always need a knife. So are you going to go and wash up? Fine, you can just take. All right. Bye. Enjoy. It is a really nice life, but I'm trying something different. So, Tinder. Here we go. No, Instagram. No, Facebook. Oh boy.